late night tonight. I haven't done a late night broadcast in a long time, but I'm here. Let everybody know that we're live. Shout out to everybody who's up right now around the world tuning in. We're going to chop up some game like we always do. But what we're going to do, guys, while everybody's piling in the room, we're going to take a quick commercial break. So y'all don't move a muscle. We'll be right back right here on Tariq Radio.
Listen up, squares. You need to get the legendary book on game, The Art of Mackin', by author Tariq King Flex Nasheed. Available on Amazon right now. Can you dig it? This book has been a bestseller for 20 years, Jack. And the New York Times called it a classic. That means it's out of sight. So this book ain't for no lames who ain't trying to learn the game, jive turkeys. So if you're ready to stop slacking in your mackin', get The Art of Mackin' book on Amazon and Barnes & Noble right now, sucker. Rated PG. That stands for plenty of game, jive chumps.
Are you tired of nerdy platforms that refuses to acknowledge white supremacy and geek culture? Do you seek a black nerd podcast that covers topics like anime, video games, movies, and TV shows, and other topics that black nerds can relate to? Then you need to check out the podcast, The Swarthy Nerd, at swarthynerd.com. Join the host, the TV guru, and Yuki the Snowman every Tuesday on their mission to provide empowerment to black nerds everywhere. So that is swarthynerd.com. Swarthy is spelled S-W-A-R-T-H-Y, swarthynerd.com.
Starting a garden has never been so easy at this time. So check out myseedsnow.com. With our 100% organic heirloom non-hybridized non-GMO seeds, we want everyone to be successful at growing their own organic gardens. We have culinary herbs, wildflower seeds, vegetables, and fruit sampler packs, all starting at just 99 cents. We even have sprouts and microgreens you can grow in the comfort of your home. Come join the fun and start growing your own organic food at myseedsnow.com. Once again, that's myseedsnow.com. It's tax time again. Let the experts at Clark Pro Taxes make filing your taxes easy for you. They can prepare your taxes in person or virtually in all 50 states. Just snap a picture of your documents and leave the rest to them. Let Clark Pro Taxes prepare your personal and business taxes. Clark Pro Taxes will not stop until you get your maximum refund. Go to clarkprotaxes.com now and schedule your free consultation with the owner, Victoria Clark. That's clarkprotaxes.com.
Do you need to get your credit in order? Check out TradeLines with Gamba.com. On this website, run by credit expert Brother New, you will learn how to boost your credit score, and you will learn how to get help on funding your own business. There is also a do-it-yourself credit repair kit. Get started now at TradeLines with Gamba.com. Gamba is spelled G-A-M-B-A.
The past year has been of great loss for so many people. Processing the news of the passing of a loved one is never easy. A million things go through your mind at once. One thing we know at Chamar Monuments is at the end of the day, the memory of your loved one must live on. We are here to help you create a custom monument to honor your loved one's life. Call us today at 866-974-0419 or visit us at chamarmonuments.co for more information. Let us assist you in creating an everlasting memory. That's chamarmonuments.co.
Want to start a new career? Want to make $50 an hour or more from home? Do you find yourself in a dead-end job that's going nowhere fast? Reach out to Lift and Avail IT Academy. We will train you in database development and business intelligence.
Go to ltvacademy.com. That's ltvacademy.com.
Thanks to Sub, I've been working in the IT industry for over a year, full-time.
Just got an offer for, 74, I guess it breaks down to $1,000 a year.
That's ltvacademy.com.
Now that entertainment venues are reopening, lightspeedtickets.com is the place to get all your sports, concert, and theater tickets. We guarantee that we'll beat out 90% of the competition with our ticket prices. People who buy tickets to resell love us too. Go to lightspeedtickets.com, your go-to site for event tickets around the world. That's lightspeedtickets.com.
As the world fights this deadly virus, one of the best ways to stay safe is to build an immunity that can withstand every disease and ailment without the need for medicines or drugs. With proper exercise and nutrition, immune-boosting vitamins, and a smoothie recipe from HerbalOrganicProducts.com, you'll be ready for the fight. At HerbalOrganicProducts.com, you can download their ebook that details how to make vitamin-rich smoothies that will help you fight diseases and are absolutely delicious. You'll even learn about top herbs that can add a spark to your sex life. Check out HerbalOrganicProducts.com and place your order today.
Stop what you're doing and go over to OnCodeClothing.com and get fresh this spring. OnCode Clothing offers a full line of Black empowerment themed apparel. We have sweatshirts and long sleeves for those cool spring evenings, and fly t-shirts for those warmer days. So don't hesitate, get on code at OnCodeClothing.com. OnCode is an exclusive melanated brand, so tap in today. Use discount code Tariq Radio at checkout, and save for a limited time only.
JEGHETTO.COM. Tell a friend to tell a friend. The master puppeteer in the game for 20 years. First priority is the FBA community. Docu puppetry, celebrating Black legacy. Educate my people so my people can be free. Virtual puppet shows, private parties, and workshops. Jigetto, fighting white supremacy with hip hop. Check out online stores of handmade toys and more at Jigetto.com. Jigetto.com.
Have you been gaining a lot of weight since the COVID-19 pandemic? Ladies and gentlemen, do you have a weak upper body? Ladies, do you feel insecure when a man looks at you from behind because you feel like your butt isn't round enough? If you answer yes to any of these questions, Salomon's Fitness World can help you achieve your fitness goals. Salomon offers customized online personal training, makes and sells ankle, booty, and power resistance bands to strengthen, stretch, and tone your whole body. Order your resistance bands now at SolomonsFitnessWorld.com. Enter discount code Tariq to save 15% on your bundle order. www.SolomonsFitnessWorld.com.
Bro, stop playing and start spraying. Leave an op on the ground where you stand. At all costs, yeah, make sure you protect it. Old goon juice, the formula been tested. You can defend yourself if you find that you need a little help. Gotta stay ready, ain't no love in the street. Pepper spray straight to the face, make them get weak. Get it at OldGoonJuice.com. If they thinking you slipping, then tell them to come get them some. If you packing this, you won't be lacking. A shot to the eye in them problems you having. Maximal strip, hit them haters on ground, so you can feel free when you out in the town. OldGoonJuice, and don't forget a shirt, man. You gotta stay ready, that evil on lurk. Yeah.
You are now tuning into the legendary Tariq Nasheed.
I gave him the blood on that bridge in Selma.
On Tariq Radio.
I say, whoever do that case, your mom's a hoe.
Oh, we're back. Oh, we are back, ladies and gentlemen. We're back. Glad to have y'all tuning in on this late night tip. I got to play the late night music right now. Somebody said, oh boy, was snapping on the Ogun Juice. Yeah, my dude is from Atlanta. He was spitting hot fire on the Ogun Juice commercial. OgunJuice.com. You need to go to OgunJuice.com and get your Ogun Juice. And by the way, we got a little over a month, guys, for Buck Breaking. Buck Breaking is going to be available. We're going to have some selected screenings in certain places around the country. We're going to have one out here in Los Angeles. All my LA people, get ready. The screening is going to be at a movie theater in North Hollywood. We're working on a couple of other cities now because, again, a lot of things are just now opening up. And also with the theaters, they're having all of this limited capacity and stuff like that. So we're still trying to work some things out. But we already, LA is pretty much a lockdown. We got that one locked down pretty much. And I'm going to keep guys, I'm going to keep y'all posted on that, ladies and gentlemen. But you do not want to miss Buck Breaking. This is going to be the movie of the year, ladies and gentlemen. This is the movie of the year. I'm going to need y'all to hit that thumbs up button And why don't y'all share the link of the broadcast tonight on your social media to let people know that we're here? Because I'm doing the show very late tonight. But people listening to the playback, they won't know that. I've been running around all day just getting all the stuff, all the masterings of the film ready. We were just getting the sound cleaned up. There's a lot of stuff that goes into these movies. We got to get the color correction, all the edits right. And after you get all the edits right, we got to do the Blu-ray mastering and the DVD mastering. And we got to get there's different types of mixes that you have to do with the sound. It's a lot of stuff. Folks don't know. You got to have a 5.1 mix for the movie theaters. And it's a lot of stuff that goes into it. But it's a good thing. It's a good thing. And also, we're getting prepared for a package that we're going to have. We're going to have an advanced buck-breaking package. I'm going to announce that soon, because when I announce that, that's going to have to go real quick, because we don't want to flood the zone. Again, the advanced buck-breaking DVD package is basically going to be for you guys, some of the diehard listeners. So we're going to do that. That's going to be a real quick couple of days sale that we're going to have. That's why I'm waiting to announce it. So I'll keep you guys posted on that. But you do not want to miss Buck Breaking, man. I'm telling you, this is the most important film of the year, ladies and gentlemen. But anywho, a lot of stuff going on out here that we're going to touch on. It's been a crazy week. Where are my East Coast people? Shout out to the people in Boston. They just announced that they got this new woman mayor. I've been seeing a lot of the Democratic shills retweeting this woman. There's a new mayor out there in Boston. It's the first black mayor of Boston. The first black mayor. They say she's the first black female. But from what I understand, do I have any Boston people in here? From what I understand, do we have any Boston people in here? Because this is she's the first black mayor, not just the first black female, but just the first black mayor of Boston, period, right? And they're making a big deal of that. And you know how we get down, guys. Celebrating somebody being the first black whatever, that don't mean anything no more. That don't mean anything no more. We're not falling for that con game. They run around talking about such and such as the first black person this, the first black person that. But then they have nothing to give or do for the black population. Why are you mentioning the person's blackness? See, we're not playing that game. They mention a person's blackness. They make a real big deal about them being black. Oh, look, first black this, black, black, black. Oh, she's so black, 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 black. This is the first black person, black, black, black. Boy, we're making so many strides with the black, black, black. Okay, so what's the black agenda? Well, she ain't the mayor for just black people now. She's the mayor for everybody. We get the coon talk, okay? I don't want to hear about nobody being damn black and we're supposed to have a pep rally just because they're black, because when we start talking about a black agenda, butter biscuits start flowing.
Hold on now. She just can't do something just for black people. No!
No, wait, I'm not doing that. I don't give a damn about you just being a black face in a high place. And you're not even in a high place. You're tokenized. And this woman, from what I understand, I put some receipts on her. She's an anchor baby. Her half her family's from Guyana. So she's, you know, we already know where that's going. And I told you guys, that's the whole trick of white supremacy. You know, they get a lot of people and they make sure they get black people who are not fully foundational black Americans, who have dual allegiances. I'm telling you, these people play chess and a lot of us don't catch it. See, we got to start having a chessboard mentality. Oh, somebody talking about the reparations in Illinois family. That's not real reparations. And this is chess. We got to understand how chess works. You saw the media running with stories talking about Evanston, Illinois. They're going to have the first reparations program. They're giving reparations to black people. We've been hearing that story over and over again. They're running with the headlines. Now, You better see why they're being so selective with the headlines. They're acting like this is such a great thing. Well, they're setting a precedent. This could be a precedent for a reparations agenda for the rest of the country. But family, see, we got to learn how to read the fine print. Stop reading the headlines. Propaganda is warfare. Selective reporting is warfare. Okay? Selective reporting is warfare. This is a con game when you start reading the paperwork. Basically, what it is, when you start reading the paperwork, there's a few trick bag things in there that you got to watch for. Number one, it's not a reparations package. It's a housing loan. It's like a homeowner's grant to get repairs or to put a down payment on a home. But the thing is, the so-called recipient, you don't actually get the money. The money goes directly from some little private organization who raised the money, the city council group or whoever who raised the money. It goes straight from them to whatever bank has the deed on your house or whoever you're trying to get the home loan from. It goes to the bank or it goes to the contracting company. It doesn't go to the person. That's just a homeowner's loan or like a housing grant. Also, the trick bag is the only 16 people are eligible to get it. They allocated $400,000 and only 16 people can get that, up to $25,000 per person. So that's 16 people. And here's the kicker. So y'all better start learning how to read the fine print. Yeah, so it's Section 8 to a certain degree. It's basically a low-key, it's Section 4. It ain't even Section 8. It's like a little Section 8 program, like a thrown bone. But listen, this is the kicker right here. This is what we got to watch out for, because see, the white people are not really that pissed off about it because they see the trick bag. Because when you go to the website, you got to go to the City Council of Evanston's website, and they have a frequently asked question part. Number one, they got N Cobra is involved with it. So that's a problem right there. You should already know they got N Cobra involved in it. And we know how they get down. These are Democratic shills. Yeah, they're getting the money from a weed tax, basically. Okay? But listen. There's a question in here. It says, is the reparations, which is not reparations, okay? We got to not let people define what reparations is going to be. This is not reparations. This is a form of Section 8. This is not reparations. Here's the kicker. It says, is reparations only for African Americans, Black Evanston residents who are United States direct descendants of slaves? It says, no. The program identifies eligible applicants as Black or African American persons having origin in any of the Black racial and ethnic groups of Africa. The person must reside in Evanston at the time of disbursement funds. Family, that's the trick bag right there. That is the trick bag. They've opened this thing up, this so-called reparations, to anybody. It's not a slavery reparations, because also stipulated in the documents, it's the qualifications are for people who have descendants who lived in Evanston between 1910 and 1969 who can prove they experienced housing discrimination, okay? Those are the trick bags. So it ain't even got nothing to do with slavery. This has nothing to do with slavery at all. This is like a little bullshit Section 8 program that they're repackaging as reparations. This is not reparations. You understand? And it ain't even for descendants of slaves in America. It's for anybody who can claim they got Black or African ancestry. Family, that's everybody. That's the trick bag that they've been trying to push with the help of N Cobra and all these people. If they can start using the, it's for every Black person who descended from Africa. See, that's why I've been backing off that Africa thing, man. Because see, this is where they get us with the word salad. You see, this is why I've been talking about foundational Black Americans, who we are as foundational Black Americans. Because, see, they'll trip us up with the Africa word, because there's white people who are from Africa, and everybody at one point descended from Africa. So a Mexican person can get this damn reparations package, guys. See, that's for the immigrants. See, once they usher in the immigrants, it's a wrap. This is them trying to tether the immigrants onto our reparations package. This is why we got to call that out. So when they say it's for anybody of African descent or whatever, all of a sudden, hell, people who've been sitting around calling themselves white for so long, they will magically become black just to get a damn check. Some more unearned benefits from our lineage. You see, we got to watch the double talk here. See, they play these little games with us when it comes to foundational Black Americans getting what we supposed to damn get after our ancestors and our families built up the entire wealth of this country. Now, they got this little jive-ass Section 8 program that they're calling reparations, where only 16 people can get, while non-citizens are out here. They have 80-something million dollars allocated for non-citizens on the border right now. Do y'all know they're giving illegal aliens hotel rooms? They didn't spend 80-something million dollars on giving illegal immigrants hotels, hotel rooms and housing with our tax dollars. But they've thrown us, the people who pay taxes and built the damn country, we got a split Section 8 voucher. And where are the Biden supporters? My God, where are you Negroes? Where are the Biden supporters? Boy, y'all should be wearing dunce caps right now. We got to split a Section 8 voucher 16 ways with 16 people, where a flood of fucking immigrants coming over here undocumented get all types of millions of dollars of our taxes. God damn, boy, y'all. Oh, wow, wow, wow. We got so many black homeless people here. They don't get a bone thrown at them. But these folks got $86 million just walking over the border, nothing. Didn't do nothing, didn't contribute nothing. And by the way, speaking of immigrants, the Biden administration, they didn't tell the Haitian immigrants, don't bring your ass over here. Did y'all hear that? I saw something from the Haitian U.S. Embassy over there in Haiti where Biden left a message. Hey, I'm going to just make it plain. Don't come here. When we say immigrants can come over, we're talking about Asians and Latinos. Don't you bring y'all black asses over here. Biden is warning y'all not to come over here. Yeah? Man, man, man. But I digress. But speaking of this reparations again, when it comes to our reparations, they played this game where anything can be reparations. They'll try to define reparations for us. Family, we as a group, as a community, we have to openly and fiercely reject that. There's this coon politician in Oklahoma, Senator Kevin Matthews. He was talking about reparations. My sister Teslin sent me this. Shout out to my girl Teslin. Love you, Teslin. This Negro, and you know, and where are my Oklahoma people? From what I'm seeing, man, Oklahoma's flooded with coons now, from what I've been hearing. Some of these people who are in office, some of those people down there running the Tulsa Black Wall Street memorabilia sites and stuff like that, I'm hearing it is coon fest down there in Tulsa and Oklahoma and all those areas. I'm hearing it's a coonapalooza over there. I'm hearing this from some of the grassroots brothers and sisters, man. And that's very disheartening to see the coonery. But this is the senator there. Now, this is him talking about reparations. Do y'all know this Negro tried to say that teaching black kids basketball is a form of reparations? Listen to this, Sambo.
One of the people that are on our board this evening, and I personally believe that reparations is important. And what we're doing in Tulsa is some portion of reparations. We had the Oklahoma City Thunder basketball team gave $250,000, and they're starting a
Thunder Fellows.
A Thunder Fellows program that teaches African-American kids in Tulsa the analytics of basketball, not just playing basketball. We have, we're working with the Tulsa Chamber to start a program where 30 African-American kids will be mentored by corporations all the way through college. These are forms of reparations.
No, it ain't, nigga.
I believe that there are several ways to have it. This is one of them.
No, it ain't. No, it ain't. No, it ain't, Negro. No, it ain't. We gotta stop them, the white supremacists, from putting these Sambos in the forefront, telling us what the hell reparations are. We ain't playing that game. Reparations is teaching some black kids sports and having some corporations mentor them? Nigga, please. The corporations, most of the corporations here, that really the ones that's been around for a long time, they got their seed money from the slave trade. No, they didn't mentor anybody when they were enslaving people, making all that money off the cotton and tobacco and the railroads and everything, that all this work that black folks were doing. They didn't mentor no damn body. No, they whooped everybody's ass and made them work for free. I don't want no damn mentoring. Mentoring ain't no damn reparations. No, we're not gonna play that game. We're going to have to start checking people, family. Don't let these people run games on us trying to define what reparations is. It's money. It is money. It could be land too, but it can be money. It should be money. Let's just get down to the nitty gritty. Family, I got something that I do called White Money Wednesday. And boy, there were a lot of white supremacists mad. I started something called White Money Wednesday, where I only want white people to give me money every Wednesday. And this is something I kind of got from Neely Fuller. He talked about how, you know, we're in a system of white supremacy. We have to go through white people directly or indirectly anyway. He said, before black people start doing things they shouldn't be doing for money, he said, we need to just start going to white people. They have it. They're the ones who have it. If you need money, go to them. You can call it begging or whatever, but eventually you're going to have to go to the damn white supremacists because they control the global economy. And that makes a lot of sense. Because, see, I spend a lot of money fighting for social justice, helping so many black people who have been victimized by white supremacy. I spend a lot of money doing that. And you got these people who call themselves white allies. And we got to get the money through them one way or the other, because we are in a global system of white supremacy. So I said, you know, I'll just go directly to the white people. See, black folks got to do all this shucking and jiving and doing all this stuff to get money. So I got it's called White Money Wednesday. Oh, some of them were kind of pissed off. They were like, how dare he? I was very bold about it. And I gave my Cash App and my PayPal. I said, white people, whoever you are, put some money on my Cash App, put money on my PayPal. Oh, look at this Negro trying to get a handout. The handout was when your ancestor got off the boat from Europe and came over here and ate off my family. That was the handout. If it weren't for my family, you would be in Italy fighting a motherfucker over a slice of pizza. So you need to break bread. No, you're not going to shame me. Oh, look at this. This is a grifter. No. The grift was when your little musty grandpa came over from Ireland, hungry, starving, had two potatoes in his backpack, and he came over here and started grifting off that money that my ancestors generated from slavery. That's the grift. Put some money in my damn Cash App.
I'm not going to play games. I got to go through you white people anyway. Just put the money in the Cash App now. Let's not play games. Y'all run the show. You control the economy. You control the education system. You control the militarized police system. I live in a system of white supremacy where I have to duck and dodge. So I'm going to go to the source. I'm going to act like I'm in a damn prison. We're in a global prison. I'm going to act like it. That's what I do. I don't play no games. See, I don't start talking about the pyramids and, you know, how great we were. You know, we talk about that in the peripheral sense, and we talk about that just so we can know history. But that's something that I don't hang my hat on. I tell the white supremacists, yeah, we were great back then, but now we fucked up in the game now, and you running the show, white daddy. You running the show right now. See, when you start talking like that, they start getting some act right. I let them, no, you're running the show. I'm in a global prison that I cannot get out of. I can't go anywhere. Even if I went to the moon, the white supremacists are on the moon. You and your coons. If I go to the moon, there's going to be a coon. There's going to be a coon on the moon. I can't go nowhere without the white supremacist influence. I'm stuck with your ass in this prison. So I'm going to need you to break bread while I'm in your prison, white mommy, white daddy. Can't you do it on your own? When we try to build our economies, y'all can sabotage it. You know, when we built the back Black Wall Street, Greenwood, Wilmington, all of these black areas, y'all eventually sabotage it anyway. So we got to go to you anyway. So let me get that paper up out of you. Let me just get it out of you. Now, I've had a lot of people actually gave money. Many of them they gave money. Quite a few of them gave money. Now, what's interesting, I got some hate money, too. There were some who sent me money. They sent like $1, $2, or $3 with a negative message, especially on my Cash App. It was like, fuck you. Here's $1 for your black ass. And, you know, yeah, they were doing some hating. It was some hate money they sent me. You black asshole. They were sending hate money. And to the white supremacists listening, I'll take that hate money. I'm going to do good things with it. I'm going to take your hate money. I'm going to take the money that you put negative energy on, and I'm going to flip that. I'm going to, my cup is half full. It's not half empty. So y'all sending me $1 or two, that's going to be $1 less for your meth pipe. So I'm doing something good. I'm helping you reduce your meth and opioid. Yeah, I'm helping you. Yeah, I'll take the hate money. Y'all hate anyway. Yeah, I'll take the fuck you blackie money. I'll take it. I'll take that and I'll do some great things with it. Because I choose me. Okay? I choose me and still I rise. And we're going to do some great things with that hate money. But we have White Money Wednesday every Wednesday where we just, I want white people to give money. White people, it's your requirement. You should give money. You should do the right thing. You should do the right thing. Now, white people, I want some of the celebrities to get involved next time. I want all the white celebrities, the whiter the better. I want Dolly Parton to give me some money, Justin Bieber to give me money. If you are, some of you might be like, well, I'm not really white. I'm Puerto Rican. You're white enough. Put some money in that damn Cash App. I'm not really white. I'm Persian. Okay, you're white enough. Put some money in the Cash App. You're white enough. When you got here, you got white. So let's throw some of that white money in there. With some hummus. I don't care if the money smells like hummus. I don't care. Just put it on in there. Oh, I'm going to keep it a buck. No shame in the game whatsoever. They need to break bread. I don't care about them getting mad. They're going to be mad anyway. See, if you white people want to do the right thing and be a real ally, y'all put money in there. Y'all start putting your money where your meth is. I don't want to see all that marching. I'm not trying to do all that marching and praying with you in all of this little tacky, jive-ass displays of solidarity. I don't do that. You're going to have to put your money where your meth is. You dig? You're going to have to give it up if you want to let me know you're an ally. We're not going to do no marches. We're not going to be out there twerking and doing the wet bussy challenge or none of that stuff. Let's get some of that money. I don't care if the money smells like Rice Krispie treats. I'll take that. I know the money is going to smell like bologna. I don't care. Let's drop that money in there. Y'all got privileges and benefits, and you have resources that were trickled down and maldistributed to you, and y'all need to give some of that money up. I'll wipe the mayonnaise off of it myself. I got that. I'll wipe the Jamba Juice stains off the money myself. Just keep dropping that money so I can help the community, because I got to get it through you anyway. You dig? I need you to drop that paper. But I digress. And speaking of different races and claiming whiteness, as we know, there was another mass shooting in Boulder, Colorado. This was the second mass shooting in a week. There was another mass shooting down there in Atlanta where there was a white identity extremist who shot up a bunch of Asians. And out here in Boulder, Colorado, another suspected white identity extremist shot up a bunch of white people. And this guy who shot up the place, you know, they arrested him. They didn't kill him. They brought him in alive. He had a gunshot wound to the leg. But again, they didn't kill this guy. Now, black people, we get ambushed for traffic stops. They try to kill us if we run a red light. But this guy shot and killed 10 people, including a cop. And they arrested him, taking him alive. And for the first 24 hours, they didn't release the guy's name. And you can clearly see he was a white dude, just a big, fat white dude. He's young, too. He's 21 years old, just a very hairy, fat little white dude. But then they released this name. What was his name? Abdul something. It was an Islamic-sounding name. And boy, the white supremacists thought they were going to hold their hat on it. Oh, great. Oh, God. He's a Muslim, so now we can spin it. So then they try to play the he's not really white game. They tried to do the whole he's not really white game because he has a Muslim name. They thought they were going to spin that. The white supremacists think that they're slick. Now, the guy, the suspect, the killer, is Syrian born. He's from Syria. Now, Syrians, when they come over here, they are white. See, they try to do the denial of whiteness. The white supremacists are very, very deceptive. This dude is a white man. Syrians, in fact, fought for the right to be classified as white. Do not get it twisted. They are white. When they get here, they are white. Now, the white supremacists will try to deny this, and you'll even have Syrians try to deny this. No, no, we're not white. We're our own. No, 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 you are. You're not nothing else but white. You're white. When you get over here, you're white. Well, we get discriminated against, you know, we get anti-Muslim hate from white people. No, y'all have infighting within different white ethnic groups that don't make you any less white. You are white. Steve Jobs was Syrian. A lot of folks don't know that. Nobody would know that you're Syrian or whatever unless you told them. That proves your whiteness. And what else proves your whiteness? The fact that your ass was taken in alive and you didn't get shot after you massacred 10 people, that proves your whiteness. The fact that they didn't blow your damn brains out was a part of the white privilege package that comes along with whiteness. That dude is white. The fact that the rest of society will deflect for you with selective reporting further proves that you're white. This guy's still been getting the lone wolf treatment, the mentally ill treatment. That's a part of the white privilege package. You see, you get the selective reporting. When it comes to you, you get to, you, it's not a, you're not a terroristic demon. No, he's a troubled loner. They love the troubled loner narrative. You know, they got a show coming out. I think a TV movie or Netflix movie about Jeffrey Dahmer. They're going to do that whole sympathetic narrative of Jeffrey Dahmer now. They love doing that when it comes to white killers and white mass killers and white serial killers. Just like that show Dexter. They make white serial killers seem somewhat charming and just misunderstood. You see, they always got these shows about these white serial killers where they humanize them. Where you get to see the humanity in the white serial killers. No, ain't no damn humanity. But yeah, this dude, he's getting all the white privilege packages. See, they get to deflect from him and start talking about gun rights. Well, this is a gun rights issue. See, that's a part of white supremacy. You deflect for the white people. You dig? They never put it in the context of white extremist terrorism. Family, it's been two mass shootings in less than a damn week, and people are ignoring this stuff. They just changed the subject. The dude in Atlanta who shot up the Asian women, they completely ignored that. They talked about that for a couple of days and changed the subject back to black people harming Asians with these fake ass stories that we keep seeing. Family, it's not even a secret that anybody believing these stories coming out at this point about black people attacking Asians, if you're a black person, you goofy as hell. A lot of black people are afraid to admit that the dominant white society is running a propaganda campaign against us. These stories are so fake. It's ridiculous. There was, and the thing is, these stories are coming out of two areas. They're coming out of New York and they're coming out of the San Francisco Bay Area. They're those areas mostly where you have these staged incidents of black people, quote unquote, harming Asian folks. And it's clearly looking like law enforcement is going around paying these homeless immigrants to do these old janky crimes and attacks. That's always magically caught on camera. There was one out there in the Bay in Daly City, I think, where it was a random street and somebody just happened to have the camera pointing outside and some dude who looked real moist was robbing some Asian lady. And it couldn't, the acting was so bad. I mean, the acting was so clearly staged and bad, it's ridiculous. Remember when I was talking about the incident in New York where they had this Dolomite looking dude with a hat and a do-rag and a leather coat and a chain at the subway station, and they're talking about he walked up to an Asian person talking about, "You Asian motherfucker," and then punched him, and the eyewitness just happened to be a Blue Lives Matter advocate who's all clicked in with the police. Now that was fake enough. Come to find out, that same, quote, suspect was in another staged scenario a month ago with Andrew Yang. We discovered, we pulled some receipts, and the same exact dude did another staged video with Andrew Yang where he was on a Staten Island ferry and the Dolomite dude pushed down a photographer from Getty Images. How convenient. And then Andrew Yang had to step in and intervene. So there's a picture of the Dolomite dude and you see him from the back where Andrew Yang is standing in front of him looking tough. So this is a propaganda image that they have where they want to make Yang seem like he's tough on crime. Family, these things are so completely staged, it's ridiculous. And what we're going to start seeing now, they're going to start doing the same thing with these black and Latino narratives. They're going to make it seem like black people are attacking Latinos. They're going to start doing that. See, what they're doing, they're trying to codify their buffer class against us. That's what the white supremacists are doing. Because we know a crime bill is coming. A crime bill is coming heavy. But again, they got selective reporting when it comes to white mommy and white daddy doing these mass shootings. They'll report that for a day or so and then drop it and then start focusing on black folks. and they keep selectively reporting all of these bogus ass black attacks. Because see, the narrative that they're trying to push, family, and this is why black people, again, in Hollywood, y'all better cut out that we're gonna do an Asian and black solidarity march. When y'all do that, you're justifying the false narrative. Y'all gotta stay away from that nonsense. Because there is no black nationwide attack on Asian people. It's not. The narrative they're trying to tell you is that black people got together and had some kind of meeting somewhere and all decided, okay, we're gonna just, for whatever reason, start attacking Asian people for no reason whatsoever. This is the narrative that they're trying to push out there. And black people, stop being afraid, because we see that it's a con. You don't fall into the con and go along with the con. You got to call that out. You got to call that out. And Kamala, they just don't even refer to her as black no more. Kamala at this point, and I told people they were going to do this, Kamala Harris, the Asian American vice president, the Asian American, they don't even pretend to be on that sister girl shit no more. They don't even pretend. She's just Asian now. I knew she was going to drop that sister girl jive. And it was a black girl who was shot in Compton. It was a black girl shot in Compton. RIP to her. She was shot and they found out she was mixed with Asian. She's a black girl. I think her dad is Cambodian. So they put that into the black on Asian attack narrative. They tried to tie that nonsense in. You understand? This is a game that they're playing out here, man. This is a jive-ass game that they're playing out here. So again, they're doing this selective reporting. They're not talking. They never, ever talk about how all the Asian people attack black women in these stores. They never, ever, ever talk about that. Not only do they not talk about it, none of those dudes get prosecuted. None of those dudes get prosecuted. They never talk about that. But we've been seeing a lot of heavy anti-black propaganda lately, period. There was a story that they are running now of some black dudes who allegedly, quote unquote, raped a white woman down at spring break. They've been running with this story heavy. And all the major media outlets been, I mean, they've been pushing this story heavy. I've been seeing it all over the place. From what I understand of the story, the gist of it is these dudes, they met this white girl and they went to the hotel. I don't know what happened at the hotel because they say there was security footage of them going into the hotel with the girl. They said that the dudes had sex with the woman and she ended up dying. And they were trying to say that she took a pill and they drugged her, but they're not sure whether they slipped the pill to her, which there's no proof of that because they're doing a lot of I'm white and I say so. I've looked at this story and they'll put some in the headline, but when you read the story, it contradicts the headlines. The narrative that they were running with was that they drugged this white woman, took her to a hotel, raped her, and left her for dead. But sounds like they were with this white girl. She might have been high already. She might have been drugging up or whatever, and they were in there doing whatever, and then she probably eventually died. I don't know. I'm just saying, but they're really running with this story heavy. And I don't know all the details, but some of the stuff, a lot of the details aren't really matching up. It sounds like she could have possibly just died because she was already high on something. They tried to spin it as if the dudes drugged the women, but there's no proof of them drugging the woman. So again, two niggas and a dead white woman, they gonna spin this thing six ways to Sunday, okay? Let's be very clear. A dead white woman and two Negroes, oh, they're gonna politicize this thing. They're gonna go to town with this thing, okay? Yeah, they said the dudes robbed the woman too. So we don't know. I don't know. I know one of the dudes, I think he's Haitian, by the way. because he has a Haitian sounding name. But they've been running with this narrative about these dudes and this white woman at spring break. But one thing they've been silent about was the white man in Louisville who raped the damn 8-year-old black girl a few weeks ago. Well, it was reported he was in trial in court a few weeks ago. This white man raped an 8-year-old black girl. She was outside playing in her yard. A white man came up, raped this baby, and then hit her in the head with a shovel and fractured her skull. Do you know this white man is not going to get jail time? They're going to dismiss the case because he said he's mentally incompetent. The white media ain't touching that one. And not only that, we did some more research. This same white man in 2017 sexually assaulted another woman and had those charges dismissed. So they let these white rapists out and unleashed them on the black community and let them do God knows what. And then they don't report on it. You hear it in the local news. See, this is why the anti-black activity database is very important. We have a lot of this type of information on that. And shout out to, and we're going to get some new mods too. We got to, because some of the stories are slowing down. We got to post stuff every day. I got to get some new mods to get on the anti-black activity database to keep us abreast on what's going on. This is why we need to know what's going on all around the country. It's very important to know this stuff. But there's several cases. And out there in North Carolina, a little black boy got ran over by a truck and got killed. It was a hit and run. A white man hit him. The white man didn't stop. The black boy died. And they ain't even charging the white man. White people are getting away with all these little crazy crimes. I mean, they're just getting these shits thrown out. They're so on code against us right now. They're on code against us heavy right now. I mean, they're getting these cases. If a white person harms a black person, that shit is getting thrown out of court. That's why we got to handle our business on our own. Yeah? It's getting real out here. And out here in LA, you know, with we got these race soldiers. 6 people have been shot in LA in the past 7 days. You know, we don't even have a real police force anymore in LA, man. We have a paramilitary white supremacist unit. That's all it is. We have literal gangs within the Los Angeles police and the sheriff's department. In fact, I don't even think you can get into the sheriff's department if you're not a part of the white supremacist gang. It's heavy out here. We're in a war. We have to look at it as warfare. And again, when we point this stuff out, because see, when the white supremacists start talking about bootstrapping and all this stuff, and you guys need to stop complaining, white supremacy ain't that bad. And we start pointing out, but buddy, there's documented facts. We have white supremacist terrorist gangs in law enforcement. This is not hyperbole. This is something that's well documented. Usually their response is some goofy shit like, well, there's bad apples out there. You know, you're going to have your bad apples. Family, the white supremacists love that bad apple stuff when it comes to them. See, when it comes to us, if a black... Now, look, the Negroes out here, these immigrant coons who are getting paid by law enforcement to go do these janky crimes, these immigrant homeless coons. Oh, it's not a few bad apples. It's the black community is harming Asians, and the black leaders should do something. See, they make all of us complicit when it's 3 or 4 homeless dudes in some staged, manufactured propaganda videos. It ain't no bad apples. It's all of you niggas need to do something about it. But the concept of, well, it's just a few bad apples. See, apples don't even work like that. See, if there are bad apples, and we're talking about literal apples, you have to take the bad apples out at some point. If there are bad apples in a batch with good apples, you're going to have to take the bad apples out. Because if you don't, the fungus from the bad apples is going to seep and infect the good apples. And that's how it is with white supremacy and these race soldiers. You are not taking the bad apples out. That's the problem. Therefore, all of you are tainted. The whole bushel is tainted. You ain't taking the bad apples out. So there's fungus and worms getting on everybody. And these quote unquote good cops ain't doing a damn thing about the bad apples because they too are tainted. The only good cop we had in LA was Chris Dorner. That was the only one who said, hey, I don't want to be a part of these bad apples. And he put his life on the line fighting the bad apples within the Los Angeles Police Department. Chris Dorner was trying to report police brutality. He went out with his partner. His partner was a female cop who was out here abusing citizens. And the citizen admitted that he was abused, kicking people in the face. And Dorner was like, hey, that's not what I'm signing up for. What are we doing? This is not who I am. Why are we out here beating up people who's handcuffed? One of his partners beat up a man who was, you know, he was a mentally ill dude who was handcuffed, and the woman's kicking him in the face. I think he was like a white Hispanic dude, the victim. So Dorner was like, hey, I'm trying to, no, this is not what we're supposed to do. He reported it, and then they turned on Chris Dorner. The whole department turned on him. See, I want y'all to get that Chris Dorner thing straight. They tried to make it seem like he was just some kind of psychotic Negro. No, Chris Dorner saw the filth that was in the Los Angeles Police Department. He saw that it was run. It wasn't just a few bad apples. It is run by vile paramilitary white supremacists. And he said, no, we got to take these people out. We can't have this type of filth governing the city. We got the criminals guarding the damn city. No, I got to be on some vigilante shit with these guys. So he hit the streets and had to do what he had to do in his heart. You understand? He put his life on the line trying to send a message to a tainted system. You understand? So the whole bushel is rotten. That fungus and the worms. No, you can't have bad apples around good apples. And we've had these white supremacist terrorist gangs in the Los Angeles Police Department and Sheriff's Department for 30, 40 damn years. It's all tainted. All of it. But we got to understand the game. See, we got to stop playing out here. Because, see, there's a propaganda agenda against us. And that's what it is. We got to accept that. And we have to be on code as black people. We can't be out here playing games. They're on code against us. And we got Negroes out here playing games. This dude, and people were asking me about this cat. He was on Rolling. This dude, Randall, I think that's his name, King Randall. They had this dude on Rolling Martin. And he was debating Roland, and, you know, Roland gets the babbling, and the brother was talking about, he was a young dude, 21 years old, and he follows me, and he was talking about how, you know, black folks, we need to do for self, and, you know, stop begging the government and do for self, and all this, and Roland were like, do for self how? Do for self how? And the dude was like, yeah, I got a school for black boys, and I help mentor black boys, and whoop-de-whoop, and the shit sounded good. And also, it sounded good because Roland was just babbling, so, you know, you got somebody pitted against Roland, because Roland is a known coon, so you think somebody else is an anti-coon if they go against Roland. But dude, the Randall dude, and I know he's probably listening now because he's a follower of mine. We better watch out when people are playing chess with us. See, this goes back to chess. See, this Randall dude, when he was on there with Roland, I've just seen a couple of clips of it. He said some little dog whistle type stuff that I caught. Hold on, you know what? Let me see if I can find the actual clip. Let me see if I can find the actual clip, guys. Hold on. Let me see if I can find this thing and actually play it while I'm talking to you guys so I can just go, because I haven't really heard the whole thing. I just heard a couple of dog whistles. And hold on. Da-da-da-da-da. Let me find it. Hold on. Yeah, I heard a couple of little dog whistles and I said, uh-oh, wait a minute. Oh, something smells funny here. Okay, I won't be able to find it. Hold on 1 second. Let me find it. I'm looking real quick. Y'all bear with me. Hold on, I'm gonna get it in a second. Y'all bear with the player. And by the way, go to Hidden Colors Film. While I'm looking for this, go to HiddenColorsFilm.com, ladies and gentlemen. HiddenColorsFilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1 through 5. Where's this dude's video, man? Hold on. Because I didn't plan on playing it, but I'm going to find it. I'm looking. Hold on, y'all. Rock with a player. Y'all ain't doing nothing else. We up late, so y'all, we got time. Hold on, where's this goddamn thing? Okay, let me see if I can find it here. Hold on. Let me see if I can get it here. I think I got it. Hold on, let me play the clip. Hold on. Okay, here it is. There we go. All right. So here it is. This is Randall and Roland on Roland's show. Now, I caught some dog whistles from this dude. Now, this dude had a lot of folks' food, but hold on.
Communities.
Hold on.
We have to get out and go do for self in our own communities.
So, okay, so define do for self.
When I say do for self, you shared one of my tweets, my videos, and I was actually a big fan of yours, but you shared one of my tweets when I said black people need to stop begging the government and go and do for self out in our communities.
Okay, now when he said that, now when people talk like that, that right there, that was a dog whistle. Black people need to stop begging the government. Right there, my antennas went up. I'm like, oh, wait. Black people need to stop begging the government. All right, that's immigrant coon talk. Because black people don't beg the fucking government. Because the government don't give us shit. So that raised my antenna right there. Black people don't beg the government. What the hell do we get from the government? We don't get a goddamn thing from the government. So that whole narrative, black people need to stop begging the government for what? What the hell do we get? We don't get nothing. What is that? That really made me suspicious right there. We don't get anything from the government. What do black Americans get that don't nobody else get from the damn government? Immigrants get shit that we don't get. But what do we get that don't nobody else get? See, y'all better watch these little dog whistles that people throw out there. Whoa, what does that mean? We need to stop begging the government. For what? See, that's a white supremacist talking point. That's some shit that white people like to say that black folks do, that we sit around begging for stuff. No, we don't get shit from the government. So that raised my antenna right there. And hold on, let me play the rest. That really raised my antenna.
Shared the video and called me an idiot. I didn't see anything idiotic about that statement at all.
So when you say do for self, like what? Mm-hmm. Explain that.
Okay. For example, here in Albany, Georgia, we complain about our school systems a lot. Many of our young men can't read. They have very horrible literacy rates. We don't have any rehab programs here for juvenile offenders. What I decided to do, I started a program 2 years ago, decided to do for self, and I started taking children into my home. I started taking custody of kids from juvenile court, and I started molding them and training them and teaching them skill trades, etc. Now I'm 21 years old.
Okay, let me stop right there, too. Now, that sounds honorable, but the thing is, it's not like black folks don't do that already. This is why it was raising my antenna with this dude. Black people, we always take people in our homes and we're always taking in people's kids, especially in the South. He's not saying anything that we're not already doing as black people. We do this already. We already do for self because ain't nobody else doing for us. See, that sounded like a little shot at reparations. The only thing that we're demanding from our government is the reparations that's owed, which ain't begging. See, when we talk about reparations and people start talking about, we all begging the government. See, that's what that sounded like. A shot at us trying to get our reparations. You understand? And all that black people need to do for self. Who else is doing anything for us? We are forced to do for ourselves. We are literally forced to do what for ourselves. But hold on, let me play the rest. Hold on.
Purchased a school here in Albany, Georgia to combat us being in the government-funded schools that are not teaching our children what they need to learn. So that's what I mean by do for self, simply getting up and go.
Hold on, let me play that again, because he said he purchased a school, and from what I understand, this dude didn't purchase no school. Hold on.
Us being in the government-funded schools that are not teaching our children what they need to learn. So that's what I mean by
let me go back.
Decided to do for self, and I started taking children into my home. I started taking custody of kids from juvenile court, and I started molding them and training them and teaching them skill trades, etc. Now I'm 21 years old. I just purchased a school here in Albany, Georgia.
Okay, from what I understand, this dude didn't purchase no school, from what I understand. Okay, because I don't want people getting into that Umar thing where they said, I got a school. You didn't really, you know what I'm saying?
Combat us being in the government-funded schools that are not teaching our children what they need to learn. So that's what I mean by do for self, simply getting up and going out and do it.
So
I beat the stereotype that I'm young, black, and in America, and I can't do anything because somebody's holding me down.
So,
absolutely not.
So a question.
These teenagers.
Okay. I can't. Ain't nobody holding me down. I can't do nothing because ain't nobody holding me down. That's that Candace Owens talk right there.
Go ahead. Me and some teenagers went and bought a school, and we just bought a school bus simply from going out and doing.
Where's this? I don't think this dude, from what I understand, this dude didn't buy no school.
We decided to go fix our own communities. I'm not expecting anything from no politician. I'm not expecting nothing from Donald Trump, Joe Biden, or nobody. We're going to go do it for ourselves. And that's what I believe we need to be doing. I can vote, sure, but nothing's going to change.
Yeah, my dude was just saying a bunch of stuff. You know what I'm saying? He done bought a school and a school bus. How you going to buy a school and a school bus and the school ain't open? So he's just saying a lot of stuff and it sounds cool. But no, when you start looking back and you hold on. Nah. You say, I think Boyce interviewed him. No. When he was talking like that, I'm like, wait a minute. This guy kind of sounds familiar. I interacted with this dude a couple of months ago. Yeah, I think he's just talking. He's rambling. He didn't buy no school. A couple of months ago, because he follows me, and I kind of clapped at him because he said something real coonish a couple of months ago. And I'm like, what is, okay, oh, I know who this nigga is. Because let me tell you something. I keep a little coon Rolodex. When somebody says something coonish, even if you're a follower, I'm like, where'd that come from? This dude was talking about Rashard Brooks, you know, the brother out there in Atlanta who got killed by the race soldier outside the Wendy's restaurant. The race soldier killed Rashard, and he was talking about, the Randall dude was talking about Rashard deserved it because Rashard was in the wrong. Yeah, Rashard was in the wrong. He was completely wrong, and it was justified and all this. I'm like, what, nigga? What? So he was justifying Rashard getting shot by that damn race soldier in Atlanta. I'm like, what? And I said, brother, you talking some anchor baby babble. We pulled up some more tweets. He was justifying Josh. What's the brother out there in Wisconsin who got shot? Who got shot seven times? What's that cat, Joshua? What's the guy's name out there in Wisconsin who got shot? And then Kyle Rittenhouse went out there to the protest, busting on folks. But what's the dude out there, Joshua? What's his name? In the chat room, my chat room, help me out here. I know there's a little delay there. Hold on. Come on, Rashard got himself killed. What the hell? Oh, no. That's coon talk right there. Jacob Blake. Oh, yeah. He was up there talking about Jacob Blake deserved it. Jacob Blake was in the wrong and all this old shit. Well, hold on. So this brother has this whole thing where he be sitting up here justifying black folks in America getting shot the fuck up by race soldiers. Nah, you're not going to hide you doing a couple of cool deeds. You're not going to use that to hide your cooning. And he also has videos running around talking about ain't no white supremacy, black folks can't read, and no. This is a baby coon. No, this is baby coon anchor baby talk. He says that both sides of his family are descendants of slaves in America, which I don't believe, because now this dude is kind of proving himself to be a liar. I don't believe that shit, because a foundational black American from both sides living out there in Albany, Georgia, you're not going to be running around talking about ain't no damn white supremacy. You know damn better, especially not in no Albany, Georgia, the shit in Georgia, period, with all them damn Confederate white supremacist monuments all over the place out there. See, we got to watch these folks who pop out, and I found some old pictures of him. He's wearing some old African garb, and I'm like, hey, bro, what's up with all this? What's up with all your little your dashikis and stuff, bro? He tried to explain away talking about when he was at an African themed party and whoop de whoop. So yeah, brother, he don't pass the smell test. Yeah, let me tell you something. You getting a couple of kids and doing the Sally Struthers game where you parade them around like, look at these poor, ignorant, remedial kids, and look at me. I'm pulling them up by their bootstraps. Now, there is no white supremacy. You're dog whistling to the white supremacists to throw you something. See, that's why I say you ain't got to do all that. Just ask them, hey, white supremacists, throw me some paper. See, we got to do all this horse and pony show. We got to get into a horse and pony show in order to get some damn money. You dig? Yeah, when old dude is talking about ain't no white supremacy, oh, that's a problem. Oh, that's a problem. And then there's all types of pictures of him with all of the Kim Klasics and all this stuff. And then, see, a lot of people try to hide, well, they're a conservative. They try to hide their cooning behind conservatism. Look, black people in general are basically conservative. You know, we're conservative. Black people, we've been here longer than any other group. You dig? We've been here more than any other group. So we're pretty conservative about a lot of views we have. But my thing is, you don't get to pull the I'm doing something good for a couple of boys, but I'm shitting on the entire black community when I get around white folks. Now, we can't play that game. When you start talking about a black person deserve to get their damn brains blown out, no, we ain't cool. I don't give a fuck what you do. We're not cool. We ain't on the same page. That's some off-code shit right there. Nah. That's something very off code. You dig? And again, we got a lot of these tethers who will try to pretend to be foundational black Americans, and you don't know anything about them and their background. They hide who their family members are, so you don't do no research on them. You got to watch folks like that, man. Yeah, a lot of y'all fell for it because the brother was talking a good game and he was going up against goofy ass Roland. Yeah, you better watch these cats. Yeah, we can't co-sign everybody now. We cannot co-sign everybody. Again, and when somebody says something coonish, I got you in the coon Rolodex. Man, I don't forget none of that stuff, because that's the problem. We got these, like Kim Klasick, and this dude was all clicked in with Kim Klasick. Remember, I exposed Kim Klasick years ago. So when they wheeled her out, we were already ready for her. I had her in the Rolodex years ago. I saw her mammying and bedwinching it up years ago. So I knew they were going to eventually roll her out. See, that's the thing. We got to start catching these coons early. Because see, what happens, we sit up and let these people get around us and they'll talk a good game and we let them fester. Then all of a sudden, they get into political office and we're like, oh shit, yeah, we got one of our own in there. And we haven't really vetted these folks. We haven't really taken a look at them. And then they get in office and all of a sudden they put all types of immigrant programs together and LGBT programs together. And then we get a Daniel Cameron You understand? So we gotta watch people. But all that black folks need to do this, look, we need to do for self. Ain't no white supremacy. Ain't nobody holding me back. That's coon talk. We are under a damn system of white supremacy. Let's get off this thing where niggas are playing pretend. And you're playing pretend because you know white folks are watching and they're throwing you a couple of nickels and dimes to coon it up. Now, we got to get off this thing where we're reduced to throwing other black people under the bus in order to get some money from white people. See, we got to stop that con game. Yeah, Cori Bush played the people in St. Louis. I know about Cori Bush. You know? Oh, yeah, we got to watch these folks. All that pull yourself. And I want black people to get off that. Well, we got to, man, we don't respect ourselves. Ain't nobody else going to respect us. Man, if y'all don't stop that respectability politics, man, it don't matter what the hell you do. Family, black folks aren't really attacking Asians, but they created a narrative that we're attacking Asians anyway. And we're not even doing it. Black people are not organized with each other to go out attacking Asians. It don't matter what you do. You live in a system of white supremacy. They'll create the damn narrative. The people who are attacking you are acting like you're attacking them. That's how white supremacy works. I want black folks to get off that black on black crime bullshit, dude. We create the least crime. Like I said before, black people, we're the only people who don't have organized crime organizations. We do not. That's why they're always talking about gang members. That's not organized crime. That's the best they can do is talk about a couple of gang members who ain't even running shit outside of their four square blocks. If that, they're not even running shit on the block. They don't run anything. There's no international or national network of black organized crime. Black folks, stop letting folks con you. All these other groups, man, they got all types of criminal activity. It's just selective reporting. They just don't report on it. They overreport on black people to make it seem like we're just rampantly committing crimes and we can't get nothing done because of the criminal class, which is bullshit. You got organized crime in white society. We know we got organized crime in Hispanic society. You got all those drug cartels down there. And what they never talk about, and I mentioned this the other day, they never talk about the organized crime within Asian communities. They got you thinking the big drug dealers and all that is El Chapo and Pablo Escobar and all that family. You got Asian drug dealers out here who eclipse Hispanic drug dealers, dude. They eclipse them. Family, they just got one of the biggest drug dealers in the world who was an Asian dude. It was C. Chi Lop. Look that guy up. You spell his first name T-S-E, middle name C-H-I, last name Lop, L-O-P. C. Chi Lop. That was one of the biggest drug dealers in the world. They just got him, I think, in Amsterdam, a dude from Hong Kong. He's down with the triads. They just got him a couple of months ago. This dude was the meth king of the world. This dude is the plug. He's the plug's plug. You dig? This was the triple OG plug. This dude was making like $17 billion slanging meth all around the goddamn world. This nigga made more money than Pablo Escobar and El Chapo put together. You ain't never even heard of him. All the fentanyl and all that comes out of China, dude, y'all better understand where the crime is really coming from. Yeah, they call him the Asian El Chapo, as a matter of fact. Yeah? It's heavy. It is heavy. Yeah, that was Frank. And Frank Lucas's plug was out there. Frank Lucas's plug was out there. Well, yeah, we got to stop falling for the okey-doke. Stop falling for, the triads and the Yakuzas. Man, please, y'all don't know nothing about no organized crime. You still haven't heard him? Yeah, look him up. But they got us, you running around, we better stop selling all this drugs. We better stop selling this stuff. Man, please. Y'all better understand the game out here. But again, what we got to do, man, we got to be on code. This is we don't have time to be on some what about black on black crime. We got to pull ourselves by the bootstraps. Yeah, that nigga got shot. He deserved. We ain't got time for that off code garbage. We ain't got time for that. You understand? We better be on top of our game. Did y'all see? There was a video that I posted of it was a black father at his daughter's apartment. His daughter was called a nigger by some white people upstairs. So the dad pulled up. The dad pulled up on the people in the apartment. And the dad was like an OG brother. The dad was a triple OG. He's an old school cat. The dad had on some gloves. He put some gloves on. And the white boy came to the door. And the dad was about to snatch him up. And the white boy started sounding like Scooter the Shooter. Let me play this. This is funny. Hold on one second. I wish y'all could see the visual of it, but hold on. I'll play the audio. Hold on.
100%. Hey, man. Come here.
Dude, I am not racist at all.
Come right here. Stay right here. Did he call you a nigga?
One of them called me a nigga,
no,
yeah.
No, it was not me, dude.
You sure?
100.
Is that your bitch that live up here?
Dude, it's not.
Is that your bitch that just walked downstairs? I told you my daughter stayed downstairs. I told your broad before. If y'all motherfuckers fuck with my child and my grandson downstairs, I was gonna maim you motherfuckers. Did he call you a nigga?
One of them did call me a nigga.
You sure?
100%. Not me, bro. Not me. 100%.
I'm gonna kill that bitch outside.
Not
I got that bitch in the van.
Oh, boy. The white boy at the door. He looked like, and I wish I could show the video, but he looked like one of those white boys who be on that wigger talk and shit, like he's a wigger. And he got white real quick when you call him out, when you G-check him, boy, all that wigger stuff goes right out the window, don't it? I'm a white boy. I'm white. I don't want to be in a gang anymore, dude. Oh, they get scared straight when the shit gets real, because that OG looked like he was with the shits. So, oh, the white boy got real. He got turned into Justin Timberlake real quick. It's not me, dude. It's not me. I didn't say it, bro. It was my buddy, Cameron, dude. He left already, buddy. yeah, it wasn't me, dude. I promise it wasn't me, dude. It was my buddy, Errol. Yeah, he just left. He works at Olive Garden, dude. You can go get him if you can go there fast enough, bro. I'm not a racist at all, dude. He hopped out the door hollering about how he ain't racist. No, dude, I'm not racist, dude. I was just at the Black Lives Matter march for George Floyd last month, dude. Oh, I love the mayo splaining is hilarious. When they get the mayo splaining, when you hem them up, because when you get them in a position where, hey, it ain't going to be no calling of the damn police. Before that happens, you're going to get your ass stumped. When they see that, they don't really have no options. When they see somebody's about some business, they start getting some act right. Listen, bro, I don't have a racist baron in my body, dude. I don't, dude. Fucking love black people, man. Man, I used to watch Different Strokes as a kid, man. I love Gary fucking Coleman, dude. It's not me, man. I wouldn't say those words, dude. And that was a triple OG. Hey, was that your broad down there, motherfucker? That brother was with the business. And when you hem them up, they start the white supremacists start naming random black people. Listen, dude. Don't do it to me, man. What would Martin Luther King think, dude? Don't hurt me, man. What would Malcolm X do, brother? This is in the spirit of Elijah Muhammad, dude. Marcus Garvey wouldn't like this, bro. Bro, don't do it to me, man. What would Cicely Tyson think, dude? There's naming any black person they can think of. Got that ass snatched right on up. Oh, well, that's what what you got to do, man. You got to pull up and be with the business sometimes, man. Shit. But anyway, man, that's been today's episode of Tariq Radio. Late night version, man. Chopping it up. Man, don't forget, man, Buck Breaking the movie. Coming in a few weeks, man. Coming in a few weeks. April 30th. It's coming to you. We're going to keep you posted on the filming of the screenings. We're going to keep you posted on that. And in the meantime, go to HiddenColorsFilm.com to get Hidden Colors 1 through 5, including the movie 1804 and all that good stuff. And don't forget, go to OgunJuice.com to get that Ogun Juice Pepper Spray. Go to OfficialFBA.com to get your Foundational Black American flags and bandanas. Also, don't forget to get your Karen keychains at KarenKeychain.com. KarenKeychain.com. Get your Karen keychains. And I'm going to holler at you guys this Sunday. Y'all be good.